Okay, so today we're going to talk all about shadow work. And you may or may not have heard of shadow work. I feel like it's getting pretty like popular and trendy lately. But shadow work is the process of exploring your inner darkness or your shadow self. It's all of the crap that you have blocked out or pushed down into some corner of your body and forgotten about. It's facing all the things you've stored away. It's healing past traumas. It uncovers every part of you that has been repressed, disowned, or rejected. It's the work that nobody wants to do, but everyone needs to do. So why do we do shadow work? You have to work through your shit. I mean, that's basically all there is to it. If you start working on one part of yourself or one part of your life, you have to work through everything because it's going to come up. Things are going to come up to be healed. You're going to have to deal with it. Like I said, it naturally comes up and you just have to move past it. It's very hard work. It is not easy at all. But when you're able to move past those traumas and the things that you have hidden away and blocked and, you know, tried to forget about and things that you didn't want to face, when you are able to face them, so much shifts inside of you. Like, it's absolutely transformative. Like, it's, like I said, it's very, very hard work, but it's so worth it. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Bethany, how do I do this? Like, where do I even start? I got you. When I first started this, there were several times when I would text my friends or my mom and I was like, I just feel like there's so much to work through. Like, I would get so overwhelmed with it because I just felt like there was so much. Like, I felt like I had to pick apart my entire life, and it can feel like that, and it probably will feel like that. Just know you can start small. Just whatever naturally comes up, start there. I recommend using some prompts. I'm going to read off some prompts that I found. And then I also, when this comes out, I've got a little graphic on Instagram with the prompts written on it. So you can just take a screenshot and save it to make it easier. But just focus on what naturally comes up to be healed. And you want to journal and journal and journal and journal until your hand feels like it's going to fall off. Getting all of that out on paper is such a good like physical release, and it really helps. Sometimes I find myself like I'll be writing and I don't even realize what all is coming out. Like, I mean, it makes sense, but like I just keep writing, and then I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that that was such a big deal to me. Like, wow, I didn't realize that that was still bothering me. So that's why I love journaling so much. And it really does help to move that energy and get all the ick out and really help you move past everything. Because, I mean, if you hang on to this stuff, like, yeah, it's easier in some ways, but it's going to make you bitter when you keep holding on to stuff and holding on to stuff, and you have all these little shadow selves and shadow corners, you know, in your body and in your mind. Like, you're always going to know, like, there's something there, and you're never going to feel fully, like, I guess free could be a good word for it. You're never going to feel that shift and that release, and you're not going to be able to move past everything. And so, yes, this is a very hard process, but it is so worth it. And like, my biggest piece of advice, start small. If you're going throughout your day and you just randomly think of something that bothered you years ago, stop and journal about it. If you don't have a journal, whip out your notes on your phone and just type that way, and you can journal it out later. That's what I do a lot of the times when something comes up. If I'm like at work or I'm out and not at home, I'll just jot it down on my phone and then go back later and then write it out physically, like write it out with pen and paper. But I'm a huge pen and paper girl though. So if you journal on your phone, go for it. Do you. But just start small, just see what comes up, and then just move through it that way. And it at first it might not feel like it's working, but the more you do it, the better you feel. You just have to trust me on this one. So I'm going to go through some of the prompts. And again, this is the same time this episode airs. It's coming out on my Instagram feed at Bethany Elaine V. I'll link it in the show notes below if you're not already following me. And then that way you can just either save the post or take a screenshot if you don't want to write all this down, or if you're like driving or busy or something. So the first prompt is, if I wrote a letter to someone who hurt me, what would it say? And another thing that kind of piggybacks on this is writing a letter of forgiveness to someone who hurt you. It's hard. It's very hard. There were many times where I was encouraged to do that, and I was like, I don't want to. But it's such a big release, and it's so helpful when you actually do it, and you physically feel lighter when you get all of that negative emotion and all of that negativity out of you. The second prompt is, how can I cope with sadness in a healthy way? And then the third is, how long do I reflect on failures or mistakes? This one kind of hit me like a freight train, because like, do you ever just sit there and you're like, wow, in the second grade I said this and it was super embarrassing, or just whatever it is, or like, remember when I had that interaction with this random stranger and it was super awkward? I've caught myself doing that a lot, and I'm like, that's not good. That's something I obviously need to work on, and I feel like a lot of people also need to work on that. I feel like that's pretty common. I really like that one. That was a good one. The next one is, do I find it hard to forgive? And then, what do I need to forgive myself for? And a lot of these, they do seem really big and really deep, but that's how you get through it. You have to do the digging really deep, like all those emotions, like push through all that. So it sounds like a lot, I know, but just trust me, it is worth it. The next one is, what are things that easily trigger me and why do they trigger me? And so something that a friend of mine told me one time is that if something triggers you, then that's something that needs to be healed. If you are arguing with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or they say something and you just lose your absolute shit, like, you know they say something that they know is going to piss you off, whatever that is, it wouldn't hurt to look a little deeper, because if it makes you jump into that kind of a rage and anger so quickly, because again, they know how to push your buttons because they know you, then that's something deep down that needs to be healed. And that was kind of hard for me to grasp at first, but when I started looking at it as, what can I heal? What is the cause of this that trigger, what's the cause of this that triggers me? And I started looking at it that way, I was able to shift through a lot that I didn't even realize bothered me. And the last one is, what am I most afraid of? Why and how can I overcome these things? Shout out where it gets deep. So take it slow. Ask for support along the way when you need it. If you don't have anybody to support you through this, I'm always an Instagram DM away. Whatever kind of support you might need, definitely reach out to me. I'm always here to talk and to support you in any way that I can. But yeah, take it slow, take your time, give yourself grace. This is not easy work. And check out my IG, like I said, for the like the little cute typed up graphic of the journal prompt. So again, you can either save it or screenshot, whatever you want to do, and reach out to me if you need support. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you guys next week.